Bob Allen was over 100 miles from home when a magnitude 9.2 earthquake rocked his boat. Of all days, this would be a tough one to be separated from his wife and kids.
Betty and the kids were in Kodiak, and I was on a 104-foot fishing boat. It was about 5 o'clock. Beautiful day, flat calm, absolutely mere calm. And the boat started just vibrating. It was just like a giant had a hold of that boat, and it was just shaking it. Just rattle, rattle, shake, 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 terrible vibration.
The violent jostling had damaged the radio. All they could do was listen.
We could hear what was happening in Kodiak.
And the report wasn't good.
He says, "How are you doing?" And he says, "Oh, I'm doing okay." He says, "Well, where are you at?" And he says, "I'm sitting in the schoolyard."
That is floating over the schoolyard in an 80-foot barge. Just as devastating, but even more deadly than the earthquake itself, was the tsunami that followed.
The schoolyard in Kodiak was pretty far up above the waterline. You knew that that town had been underwater by 10 or 15, 20 feet by then.
Bob knew his home wasn't flooded because it was on a hill above the schoolyard, but he couldn't be sure that his house hadn't collapsed on his family. And the tsunami waves made it too risky to go home.
We were kind of pinned. We couldn't do anything. When you reach a point where there's nothing that you can do to take care of your own family, you just say, okay, I'll take care of what I can, somebody else's family, and somebody else is going to look after mine, I hope.
That night over the radio, Allen's crew learned that the village of Kuguyak had been wiped out. It was only 8 miles away. Come morning, they set out to help.
They were all on the beach. They were right at the head of the bay, right where the old village had been. They had no food. They had no blankets. All they had was that one little radio. And we brought out 46 adults and probably 15 children and one body. They were in shock. Couldn't think for themselves. You'd take them over to the table and you'd set them down with a plate in front of them and a hot cake. And we'd made that sugar syrup. We had a big can of sugar syrup going all the time. We left there and we headed for Old Harbor because they were wiped out too. And we're going through hundreds of empty oil barrels, overturned boats, broke up houses, deep freezes, refrigerators, anything that could float.
By the time that they left Old Harbor, they had 96 adults and 35 kids on board. The plan was to transport the survivors to the Kodiak Naval Base. Many had taken a few valued possessions along with them. And when they pulled into shore...
It was just like tying up in a river. The tide is still, every 25, 30 minutes, is going from full high to full low.
They were asked to leave these items on the dock while they boarded the buses. When the buses pulled away, the water seeped through the dock and...
Everything they had saved floated away. I get home, by then it's about 2:30 in the morning.
On Sunday... 33 hours since the start of the quake.
They were not allowing anybody into the middle of the town without a guard.
For fear of looting, an armed guard escorted Bob home.
That was the worst part of the whole thing for me, was coming home and finding my family gone. All there is a note on the table from Betty saying that they went to Chiniac. 12 people had drowned on those roads because they got caught in the head of the bays, and that
12 frantic hours later,
I'm panic-stricken.
Bob finally got a call that his wife and kids had been evacuated to Chiniac by plane and were safe.
After that, I got off the boat. I quit fishing, went to construction, and...
Did you quit fishing because of this experience?
Well, there were no canneries left. There's no place left to sell a crab anyway. When you're growing up in Alaska, it's kind of like a walking disaster area anyway. Everything always gets rebuilt. That's not, you know, it's no problem. It always happens. I don't think you're standing up there waving a flag or anything. There ain't a lot of glory in this world.
In Sitka, I'm Emily Foreman.